is the karka ain't an exelus. The loch of karka, if you sell karka, you sell land, land is not an exel. Land, we always say, wherever the land is, it's always b'shus habaylim. A din gzela is not on karka. You can't steal land. Therefore, the goy like just threw the Jew out of the land, but really the land still belongs to the Jew. Therefore, whoever cuts it off now, he's like stealing it. So therefore, eno en exelus. Hilkach, therefore, le'gzezuhu inu. Let the goyim, let them themselves cut off the hadasim. Ki hechid alehevi yiyosh bailim, piyadayadatu, in order that when the goyim cut it off, they're doing now the maisik zeilu. They're like stealing it. They're stealing it now away from the Jew. And the Jew was already miyayish. She must probably gave up hope. He didn't think he'll ever get it back again. So comes out now there's yiyosh by the rishus of the goy. Now, v'shinu her rishus piyadayachu. When you get it back from the goy, it's a shinu rishus. Like the guy that stole it, now is giving it to you. So if you're a second party, you're not doing an avera. Like Bayu is coming into your hand rishus. Because after the Bailam was miyayish, gave up hope of getting it back. Now it's called the shinu harishus. There's a change of property here. It goes out of the guy's rishus into the Jew's rishus. So therefore, shinu rishus b'yadaychu. Therefore now when the avankri, when these business people, when they buy the adasim, they're allowed to use it. By them it's not called gezel. So that's why if you buy the adasim, don't you, the avantri, this businessman, the merchant, you should not go cut it off the ground. Because if you're going to cut it off, even though the guy gives you permission, but who says it's the guy's land? Maybe the guy stole it from a Jew, and the land still belongs to the Jew. Therefore, the one that cuts it off, he's doing the maisik zeilum. So Rav has said, don't you people, you merchants, cut it off. Let the guy cut it off better. And therefore, if the guy cuts it off, we say the guy now is doing the maisik zela, and therefore now when the Jew gets it, it's okay, because it's called the shinu harishus v'yadaychu. The Tabrashi says, the karka ain't an exelus, kolaymar, ain't a kenuya legazlin, the gazlin does not own it, b'shum yish, even if the owner was miyayish, gave up hope of taking it, the li'erla mecheskas b'alehi, it always is still in the rishus of the owner, the mikroi nafkolo magrezabas, we learn now from a posik. Even though there's a klal, yish is kind of, but yish is only by a kinyan gzela. When there's a maisa gzela, somebody stole something, so the gazlan has a kinyan gzela, then we say if the owner gives up hope of getting it back, the gazlan is allowed to keep it. He only has to pay money for it. But here by karka, if you steal land, land is never called an gzela. There's no kinyan gzela on karka. Because karka, we always say, wherever the land is, it's always in the property of the ownership of the original bailam. Therefore, send an exilus. Abu Mishanitla Shapri. But when you pull off the fruit, then heavy gezel, that's called the maisa that you're stealing. V'haltol shayhu gezli. Therefore, the one that's going to pull off the adasim here, he's going to be the gazlin. Hilkach, therefore, the etzer is l'gzizu hein. Let the goyim themselves pull off the hadasim from the ground. Min ha-mechuber. V'yisnu lochem. Let them give it to you. Shiyu heim ha-gazlonim. That the goyim, they are the ones that are stealing. They're the gazlonim now. The atem loikin oisem him, and you're buying it off the goy. So you're buying it off a gazlin. But here it's a mila of a habaylim nisiyayin shukvar. We're talking about that the owner already gave up hope of getting it back. Mikola peris. Therefore, ve'vi yish etzlom. Therefore, it's like first the bailim was miyayish when it was by the goy's rishus. V'yachakachu mishtanim rishusan. And now the goy is giving to you these hadasim from his rishus to you, the rishusaychem, to the avantri, to these merchants. Ugesava yish grei de lekoni, el yish v'shinu rishus koni. You need two things. Like you need first the original owner should give up hope of getting it back, and a shinu rishus. In other words, by the first person yish is not kena, doesn't belong to you. Therefore, you can't use these hadasim. So the answer is let the goy chop it off. He's stealing it. And now when he gives it over to the Jew, to the merchant, that's called the yish with a shinu rishus. He's changing properties, therefore it's mutter. Binamina, the Teretz is Rashi says, maybe koni, maybe no. Maybe he holds really yish is koina. So therefore when the goyim cut it off, they made a maisik zela, and now that the owner was miyayish, it's okay, they own it. So then the question is, why can't the merchant, the Jewish merchant, let him go to the field, let him cut off the hadasim, and let him use it? Because since he cuts it off, true, he's doing a maisik zeli, he's like stealing it, but since the owner was miyayish, gave up hope of getting it back, we're saying maybe Rav holds yish is kaina. So if yish is kaina, so then now the merchant owns it, that Teretz says still it won't be good. Because mitzvah bo be very heavy. Ematem chotchu minamechuba tiyuatem goizlonim. Because if you're the ones that are cutting it off, even though after you cut it off, you're going to own it. Because we say after you cut it off, the original owner gave up hope of getting it back. So yish is kainah. Etake becomes yours, you own it. But still you couldn't use it for adastim, for the luluf. Because it's called the mitzvah bo be averum. Like, how did you get it? Because you yourself did the maisik zela. You cut it off the ground. And we're saying now maybe this ground really still belongs to original Jew. And therefore, when you're cutting off the adastim, that's the maisik zela. So that's what Rava told his merchant. When you buy the adastim off the goyim, make sure that you should not be the one to cut off the adastim. Even if you pay money for it. But so what? Like, maybe these goyim don't really own the karka. Maybe they stole it from a Jew. And it still belongs to the Jew. And if you're going to be cutting it off now, you're going to be stealing it from the first Jew. So even if you tell me after you cut it off, you'll own it, because the original Jew was miyayish, gave up hope of getting it back, but still you can't use it for the mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah bo be avera. Like, you only have it because you did the maisik zela. Therefore, the best way is, let the goyim themselves first chop off the hadasim. Let them cut it off. So they're doing the maisik zela. They're doing the avera. When they sell it to you, you're not doing an avera. You're buying it, and you have a right to buy it now, because since the original owner gave up hope of getting it back, so true, there's a kinya now of yish and shinu rishus, or else yish by itself. But you have the milah that you didn't do the maisik zela. It's not you that stole it. Somebody else stole it, therefore you're allowed to use it. So somebody else steals it, and then he gives it to you, you're allowed to use it. That's not called the mitzvah bo be avera. You did not do the maisik zela. The Gemara raised the question, though, for the Gemara, though, still, of a pusher with a merchant that's buying these adastim off the guy, the merchant, he's not going to use it for himself. The purpose of him buying it is to give it over to other Jews. So for the Gemara, saif, ki gozizu avankri. Even if you want to tell me that the merchant himself, the Jewish merchant, when he buys it off the goyim, maybe the merchant himself should go down and cut off the hadasim. So what do you want to say? No, because you're doing a maisik zela, and you can't use it for the mitzvah. So it's good, you yourself can't use it true. But you don't want it for yourself. You want to sell it to other Jews that they should use it. So the heavy yish by them, b'yadayu, let it be yish by the merchant. The merchant chopped it off. He did the maisik zela. He's like stealing it now. But since the original owner gave up hope of receiving it back, so now the avankri is kainah. He owns it. He can't use it because he did a maisik zela. But he doesn't want to use it anyway. But v'shinu harishus p'yodon, when the merchant gives it over to the other Jews, like the people that buy it off the merchant, they want to use it for their luluv, they have a right to use it. Because they didn't do the maisik zela, they're just taking it like buying it off the gazlin. And since there's yish and shina rishus, it's a change of ownership, it's mutter. So that's the kasha. Why does Rav have to tell the merchant they should not chop it off? Let the goyim chop it off? No. Even if the avankri would also chop it off, luchur would also be mutter for the other Jews to use it. Because even if you want to say the avankri is a gazlin, but still when he sells it to the other Jews, by them it's mutter, they didn't do the maisik zela. They should have a right to use it. So the Gemara says, true, leitzricha, you know what the answer is? Leitzricha, we only need it, for hoishana the avankri, gufayu. But we're talking about the avankri, the merchants, they themselves are like buying hadassim now to use for their own lulav. So if they want to use it for their own lulav, Boishana the Avankri, the lulav of the Avankri, then they have to make sure that they have one, that they did not do a gzela, that they did not steal. Because if they did an Avera, then it's called a mitzvah, bovi Avera. So therefore, Rava told the Avankri, this merchant, you should know, the best thing when you go down to the Goyim to buy the Adasim off them, make sure that they themselves, that the Goyim cut off the Adasim. Therefore, the Goyim are doing the Maisik Zela. And you're just buying it off him. So by you, there's a kinyan of Yish and Shinu Rishus, and you did not do the maisik zela, there's no sort for mitzvah above the avarim, therefore you can be eitzah the mitzvah with these hadasim. So that was Rav's eitzah to the avankri. So we're asked now another question, though, but still, what's wrong if the avankri themselves, if these merchants themselves, goes down and cuts it off, for the gemara v'liknenu b'shinu maisa. Like, still, true, even if you want to say they're doing a maisik zela, like, really, I mean, really the kasher is, like, how can we tell them to do the maisik zela? So Chura Teretz says it's only a suffix. We don't know really if it's exhaler or not. And also, could be the original owner gave up hope of getting it back already. So there's no real gezel. It's only a suffix. So as that alone, we would let the avankri do it. But the question is, though, but it's a mitzvah bobi avera. So you can't use these hadassim. So we're asking a kasha now. Even if you want to say the avankri, the merchant themselves, they're the one that cuts off the adasim. So even if you want to say they're doing a maisik zeila, still it should be mutter to use for the mitzvah. Because it's a shino maisa involved. They don't just use the adasim the way they are. They have to put it into the luluv, and now it becomes part of the luluv. So that's called like a shino maisa. You're changing around what you stole. And that's also a kinyan. If you steal something and you change it over into something else, it's like a new thing and it belongs to you, and vice versa, that's not called gozel. That's not called like a stolen thing. It's called something new now. But since it's something new now, there should not be even a psul of mitzvah bov yavera. Rashi says, Likninu bishinu maisa, she'ogid shloishes haminim yachid. You're tying now together the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovah together. Tishinu maisa namikoni. If you change it around before with just the regular hadasim, and now you make it into the three minim, maybe that's called the shinu maisa, that you koina. So even if the avankri themselves, cutting it off, is doing the maisik zela, still it should be kosher for the mitzvah. The Gemara then says, no, this is not called a good shinui. The Gemara then says, Kisova lulav ain't sorchaged. One teretz says maybe Rav holds there's no mitzvah to tie the three minim together. Therefore, it's not called yeshino maisa. Like you're using each one separately. You're holding them in your hand, true. But since you don't have to tie them together, it's called you have a lulav in your hand, you have a dasim in your hand, and you have a rabbis in your hand. So since it's still called hadasim, it's not called yeshino maisa. It's not called you change it over into something else. Therefore, if the avankri themselves would cut it off, they would be the gazlorim, they would be stealing it, they cannot use it for their mitzvah. The Yimtim Tzulemi, even if you want to tell me no, maybe Rava holds lulav tzarech haged. No, there is a mitzvah, you have to take your lulav and your hadasim and your rovis, and you have to tie the three together. I feel you want to tell me you do need a nagad, you have to tie them together. So then the question was, this is called the shinui, you're like changing it over from before it was just a hadas, and now it's called a lulav-like, so why aren't you craning it? It's like something new, and you shouldn't be a chsar for mitzvah above your very either. The teretz is, shino ha-chayzel abriyosai. If you change it over to something that could be changed back again to its original form, that's not called a good shino. That's not called changing it. So here also, you could change it back to the original form, just untie the agad, like take it out of the tying, and it'll be hadasim again. The shino ha-chayzel abriyosai, something that you change it to something else, but it could be changed back again to its original form, loy shimei shinui. This is not called the changing. Therefore, you don't have a new kinyan of a shinu maisa, you only have the original gzela that you did. And even if yish is kind of, but since it's still the same chayfetz that you stole, there's a psul of mitzvah abob yaver. So Umar, yes, good, maybe there's no shinu maisa here, of a belikninu b'shinu Hashem. There's another type of a kinyan the Gemara Baba Kama talks about. That's called yish and shinu Hashem. If you stole it, and then the name of it changed. Like there the Gemara says, a young animal to an older animal, it changes its name. So it's called a new thing now, that's also called something new, and you're kainer it, and maybe you're also for the mitzvah, you should be able to mekayim the mitzvah. It's like before it was called hadasim, and now, lo demikore hevelei asa. Before these things were just called hadasim, that's what we called it before. Fahash ter hoshana, but now we're calling it a lulav. So since you're calling it something,